It's a lovely morning to go for a run.
It's been 2 days of hurricanes out here.
It's been really windy.
Oh, beyond. It's been so tough. It's been blowing and blowing and blowing. It's been hard to run. I think most of us are exhausted from being winded on.
But it's not quite as bad as last year, would you say?
Well, last year was definitely raining a lot more, and it was colder. It was like in the 40s, and I think that was one way we suffered, with cold, wet, wind, you know, rain.
How are your numbers this year going to compare to last year?
I'm probably going to be about 10 plus up on last year. I had a very low day yesterday. I had lost all my energy, and I think it was a lot to do with the previous day of the wind. I just was beaten down. I had nothing left, and so I finally picked it up again last night. I changed my schedule, and I found I got a lot of energy last night.
How did you change your schedule?
Well, usually I go to bed around 1, and I run my miles to 1. But I have to be a happy runner. I wasn't happy last night. Okay. I was really miserable. So I think I'm going to bed at 10, and I never do that. And it's like, you know, a determination I always have. But I said, no, I'm changing it. So I've been out here since midnight, and it's now 7 in the morning. I've been... So by the time the race ends, I've run 12 hours straight.
You must be really, really tired.
Believe it or not, I had lots of cups of tea, pet pills, and I actually took an Advil about a couple of hours ago because I was really struggling. But you can see, it's the last hours. I'm pretty good. I'm just motivated to finish.
Where do you think the energy comes from to really run this hard with so late in the race?
It's my faith in Guru. I think Guru looks after me, has looked after me for 20 years. He knows from the very beginning I was quite a baby at this. I need a lot of help, and somewhat still do. I've matured a lot, but I do have tremendous faith. I feel if you have a deep, sincere cry to your teacher, to your guru, he's going to listen. And I cried a lot yesterday, outwardly and inwardly. I was really crying. I couldn't move. And I have, like I said, I have to be a happy runner. And I was not a happy runner yesterday. It wasn't the Dipali that I know. I didn't know myself.
Well, how did you get into that state of being the unhappy Dipali?
The energy had gone.
Okay.
I had no legs with any energy. And
so you just really probably needed that sleep to go in at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I did see the chiropractor, Mitch, who comes and takes care of us. And he said that my muscles had all switched off. There was no power. But I couldn't understand it. I'm just running. I forget that those things do happen.
But you're running now, and you're probably running right through till 12 noon.
Yeah, I won't stop. No, I mean, I'm used to, when I've been on world record pace, I used to run hours and hours without stopping. Again, it was Grace. As I told you before, the world record was Grace, a Grace race. And this is Grace too. I am moving. It'll be 12 hours straight.
Dipali, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you.